I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
And we're back. Well, you're not recording? Wow, this is expert level professionalism.
Okay, now I'm recording. I was here.
I wouldn't call you
a
professional. Maybe like a professional, like a closet that you would install somewhere, like a vestibule.
Maybe just don't call me at all. Maybe that's the.
Maybe just don't rely
on me.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my granola bar open in case you all were stressed out about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll probably have to just throw out the last episode because I don't think you ate anything during
this. I did. I had some nuts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
good.
I put nuts in my mouth.
Oh, well, that's vivid. But now people will have something to latch on to. Nuts.
Nuts.
Well, people can latch on to your nuts.
In my mouth.
Oh, my.
Oh, what?
Good heavens.
Oh, why?
I'm gonna have to send another one of those emoticons with this guy, with Reginald.
He's just like, oh my. Quite good. Okay, I understand. I don't quite, but sure.
Cause me to ruffle my mustache and raise my brow.
This will cause me to send to you. Okay, I understand.
Because that's just kind of bow-legged.
I know.
Isn't, that is kind of a, I gotta say, just honestly, that it's odd that the bowing thing would have the legs in an odd posture. I think most of the time when
they're
you're bowing,
like
your legs are
together,
your legs
yeah.
are completely together.
Well, that's a featured emoji. Ooh.
She's bowed, like, I would either bow completely in or in a power stance, but this, like, limp-legged in-between, it says nothing to me about this person's character.
Why
nothing
is,
good.
Look at this. It's supposed to be, like, a multitasker. She's holding a baby, and then she hits a tennis racket, and then she's on the computer on her phone. But it looks like she throws the baby. She shouldn't do that.
You can interpret it as such.
Don't throw your baby!
Thing. That's the other thing. It's like, I guess what's implied about that is that, you know, women being moms and doing all the things. But once again, I feel like that the strong push from feminism toward what they view as equality has really put a lot of pressure on women. It's like, have babies and a career and be like men. And it's like, hang on.
Wait.
Like guys don't even have to worry about the having babies part. So we're kind of at a little bit of an advantage in that arena. Like, you know,
yeah, you don't even have to, like, think about it.
No, not really. Just have to think about it when our girlfriend's going crazy. And it's like, oh, this shit. Gross.
Whoa.
This is a
Those two sneezes came out of nowhere.
And
well,
things very highly animated.
I wanted to send you all the featured ones from today. My personal favorite is the sloth. He's moving, but very slowly.
He is.
That's adorable.
Let me see. Yeah, I'd go with the sloth, too.
Yeah, I know. He's so cute. Thank you, Skype, for the updated action emojis. Wow.
Now I know what and how to feel.
Because before I didn't. I did feel slow, but I didn't know how to tell you. But I
I didn't know how to actually put it into a tiny little animation that I wanted to. But now you've done it for me.
There's that lady doing yoga and, like, levitating. Is that even real? Can you even, like, actually levitate?
Sometimes when you do yoga, it causes gases to expel, and I think that's what she's experiencing.
Oh, she's at least gassy. Got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading into it. She's having a really good session, obviously.
A nirvanic
release of wind. I think that she has attained cloud 10.
Those are her poop screams.
Yeah.
Helping her levitate.
It's all part of yoga. It's all part of yoga.
I do get nervous in the middle of yoga. I've never done it before, but I'm scared that I'll fart. And then when you're in corpse pose, I'm scared I'll fall asleep because it's at the end. And I've almost fallen asleep. I'm like, no. Then you hear someone next to you snoring. And you're like, they fell asleep.
You know, yoga, they fell asleep and they're farting. You just slip your fart into one of their fart streams so it seems like them.
Yeah, and then just like that's point, fine. Just point.
I wonder if anyone ever jinx, if anyone ever, yeah, point, it's him, because he did it, farted. He's farting. If anyone ever jinx farts, yeah. Like, if you have to, like, say something, or if there's, like, a yoga, a word for it, when, like, just two people fart at the same time.
Oh, man!
It's like, jinx, you gotta buy me a Coke. Gotta buy me a root beer.
That's right.
And then I think that more people would do yoga, would do the yogas, if it was called what it used to be back before yoga, which is just stretching. If we could call it stretching, if we could just say like we're gonna do some stretching,
be like less intimidating.
I think that it's less. What's the word? Looking down on people, condescending. That's not it. Less conceited. Okay. Damn it. I forgot. Nah. There's a word that's specifically what I need, but I can't find it. It's here somewhere. I'll get after it. I feel that the whole yoga and all the different versions of it, it's very convoluted. And people like me, like, I don't mind doing some stretching. And when I'm doing stretching, I'm like, I bet there's a yoga name for this pose, but I don't really care.
Okay. So what you're saying is, we could reach a whole new demographic if we just say, hey, do you want to come stretch with me in an organized class? And then call everything, instead of like vinyasa or downward dog, just be like, this is me pointing my butt in the air. Let's do this now.
Yeah, just give them non-hippy-dippy names, perhaps.
I love that.
Or names that aren't like downward dog or corpse pose. It's like, now we'll lie on our back.
What it is, instead of trying to be all, I see what you're saying, like very pompous.
Well, and don't really give things strict names either. I mean, just like, I don't know.
Now we're going to reach in front of ourselves while we hold our ankle. And then you'd be like, I can do exactly what you're saying. Okay.
Well, and then you could say like, hey, these are the muscles we're stretching. And then maybe get to know, oh, these are the muscle groups. And okay, so now I have an actual understanding of how I'm stretching and where and for how long and what muscle groups and all that, rather than just downward dog or forward spiral or turbo.
Like, it's
shit.
Like they're trying to keep all the secrets. Like they know something we don't. Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah. It is kind of a little smoke screen there, little fart screen, gas warfare.
Exactly.
So that and but so much of yoga is. It's kind of like CrossFit too. It's so much about culture and identity, and I think a lot of people do it for those reasons. However, there are people like me who want to do things for the benefit of them and want to be seen and bothered as little as possible in the process.
Yeah, like don't even notice that I'm here for this process. I don't want you. Yeah. Yes.
So the yin to the yang of look at me. I'm typing on my computer at the top. Look at me.
Look, do you understand my culture?
Look how smart I am. I'm wearing so many scarves.
So many scarves. I have
there
seven
should be
handbags.
Like a hipster, like Phil Anselmo, his unscarred tattoo on his stomach, but unscarved is the new one. And then the guy's like super hyper ironically wearing scarves because he says unscarved, but he is scarved, and you're like, what?
That's so ironic, though.
That's so ironic. It's punishingly ironic.
Punishingly.
That's a sweet irony groove, bro.
Wow, how'd you get into that? Did you use a super cool yoga move to get into it?
Yeah, just stretch on into there.
Instead of yoga, just call it like super stretch.
Go for super stretch. That's too much like ultimate frisbee, though.
Yeah,
then we
true.
Get the ultimate frisbee crowd. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go for a super stretch, then ultimate frisbee.
Yeah.
Then mega lunch.
Or you could do like ultimate yoga. like combine the two. Oh no.
Just like guys like wailing into ladies in like shaped like triangles going for frisbee.
Yeah, someone throws a sheep. Like, ah!
You could do here you go. You could combine them into ultimate yoga bowling. Where you have a class of yoga people set up, and then you throw a frisbee above them, and then a bro. Well, you try to guide the bro via your throw, and then you guide him into the formation of yoga people.
Yes.
Of yogaers, yogsters, yogis.
Yogis.
Yogets.
Yogurts. Yogaritas. Yogurts.
Yeah, you got guide the bro into the formation of yogurts and however many you can like take out.
That's so much better. I want to call them that now.
There you go. And then as long as you can disrupt their flow, their chi, then they're like a pin that's been knocked over. So you just hear a whole bunch of, hey man, harsh.
Oh,
and then it's like, yeah, score, count it.
Yeah, catch it. Get it.
And then just like,
and then go
just
for
walk
another.
Away.
Why
and then,
is my
and then
ping
quietly
pong?
Like reconvene into their poses. And they never really catch on to the fact that they're, I guess you just play peaceful enough music.
What the heck, man?
And bring up gay marriage issues, then they'll settle back down and go back to their happy place.
Yeah.
It's like, reset the yogurts, please.
Okay, reset the yogurts.
And then you look down and the bros are over there actually like eating Yoplait, just like, you know, just a wink at the
whole again, ironically, yeah.
Some hipsters, some meta hipsters, mega hipsters, super hipsters,
ultimate hipsters,
suplexing on some yogurt.
Yeah, and then they're just like, "Hey, killer sesh, bruh.
Killer sesh.
Let's go get some smoothies."
The hipsters are the go-between. They would like to marry the interests of the bros and the yogurts.
Well,
into one. Into one healthy gut, bowel, fauna, flora.
Yep, your probiotics and all your
probiotics.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. These are probiotics, man.
Oh! Yeah. Oh! I set that up for you!
Oh, shit. It's like bump, set, spike, bro.
Wow!
Hey, man. Harsh.
Ultimate count volleyball. Yeah. I need to see. We need a skit about that. Just like coming in ultimately for everything, and at the end of it, just got it. As they like walk off frame.
Yeah, you see someone like picking up an old lady or something, and then he's just walking off. Count it.
Oh my goodness! Yep, that one.
off the floor of like a Starbucks, you know, just like, you know, some napkins around her, and politely trying to clean things up. Count it. See ya. And then you hear the bell ding as he walks out. You hear him get onto his fixie.
And then you see like a little star on the screen as they collect points. Count it. Star.
Bling. And then even like as the bell rings, you hear him just in the, hey, bro. As he's walking away. He sees another bro that he knows because he knows all the bros.
they can spot each other. And I do picture headbands. Like not the ones that fit right. The ones that go around
ironic
the front of your
headbands.
Head. Yeah, ironic headbands. Yeah.
They're all wearing ironic red headbands for some cause they made up.
They say irony on the front.
it's for Steve and irony. You don't know about it.
You don't know about it. Got it.
Yeah. Count it. Count it.
I feel like anytime you and I have an inside joke, we just got it. And everyone looks around like, what? It reminds me of when we did, oh, you got clipped.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Like that. Yep. Ah, same bro waves.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Nice, bro.
Thanks, bro. Oh, Lord. I got to come down from that. I was laughing pretty hard there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just saw your other video of Monty Python here.
Yay, Jolly Old Raspberry for you.
Oh, man, then it says watch now. Does that mean I can just watch the movie?
Just go. I'm done here.
That would be awesome if it's just like, oh, it does. It links you right to the movie.
No.
Hold on, if I click this, does it begin to play the movie?
Find out.
Well, it's the clip from which that little clip was taken. It's the in-between clip.
But I understand.
Maybe if I click, where can I click to watch the movie?
No.
This is weird. It says the full length of the movie, but it's just a clip here. But that's interesting, if you think about it.
Today we learned so much together.
Well, you couldn't... If someone handed you a sheet of paper with some information listed on it 30 years ago, you couldn't click on it and see a video explaining the information and then, like, go... It's like... I think we're pretty spoiled with regards to, like, spoiled and rotten. rotten and then spoiled.
Oh, yeah. Not the other way around anymore.
Pre-rotten and then just further spoiled because we have access at our fingertips, literally, actually, to endless information, and we are more ignorant than ever, possibly.
Oh, for sure. Because then you get online and you're like, well, you find the facts and then you look at other facts and they're all opposing facts about your facty facts. And then you're just like, then you get confused and go eat some crackers.
The only facts I know about is the one coming in right now from the president of information telling me that I am doing a good job.
President.
Yeah, you can. The president.
the president of the United States.
of United Information of States. Mm-hmm. And by facts, I mean F-A-X. I don't know any other way to spell that conjugation that you've put forth there, because I don't know what else that could be. Facts. They're foreign to me. They are foreign, and I want them out of my country, these facts. These factors. Mother factors.
Mother factors.
Yeah.
That's
you
a good
factors.
One. You mother...
Mother factor.
You mother factors.
Yeah, again, with the emotions on the internet basically dictating everything.
Emotion! Somebody make me feel better! Give me a virtual thumb to say.
My brain is so hot! Someone put ice on my face! My brain hurts!
No! Ice packs!
It's like that. Yeah, I don't blame them. If your brain was constantly, like, overheating and on fire and angry with thinking, you know...
Yeah.
You might say some really dumb things too all the time.
Oh, well, they were saying, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, like, going back to what we said before, we're so glad we didn't have social media when we were younger. But what they say is, like, the feeling that you get when, like, you get, like, a hit of cocaine or whatever is identical, is times 10 the feeling when you post something. Like, say a young teenager, a girl posts something kind of a little bit racy, and then she gets dopamine hits. Like her brain is lit up, and that's why they keep pushing further and further get more hits. And it's like that's terrifying during the developmental phases. Oh my goodness!
There's a fallout to that too, which is not only the hits, but if you like at Domino's, there were some teenage girls working there, and they are all about getting. Also, like, real-life feedback. They'll be like, oh, look, this post has, like, 20... I just posted this, like, 5 minutes ago. All right, it's 20 likes. That's pretty... whatever. Ha ha.
Cool. Look what I just made.
Just like Neo in The Matrix, your powers have leapt from the virtual world into that of reality.
Yes!
And have crossed over. And now it's, like, even with the brain fire metaphor, like, the Matrix vision was all like fiery and stuff in the Matrix and when he was blind, and maybe it's the same thing, like they just see like heat and fire and that's all that's like, oh, this thing's on fire, I have to go toward it like a moth to flay.
How else will I continue?
That's them burning or something, I don't know, shitting themselves while they're like singeing their wings on this fire.
Yeah, and they're trying to get the dust out of their mouths with their own wings
that they do are dumb, and most of they are you people.
Like when you have like a tiny hair in your tongue and you
I'm can't pointing
hide
at
it.
The figurine collection
and
that
you
I
like
have
to, like, pick
always
your
below my monitor.
I love that. I love when that happens to humans because that just shows that we're all equal.
Not with us within the next year. I have, it's a hobby.
Jason? No! No!
Ann Coulter.
Where'd you go? Oh, no. We lost audio.
Hello?
Oh, he's coming. Oh, no. It's only
I think
there.
We lost our inter... Oh!
We lost Jason.
Someone find this back up again, I guess.
I bet he's talking.
Lost connection.
Call
Thank you, Skype.
Why did I call him?
Son of a bitch. I forgot completely what I was talking about.
But
this thing is printing. Bruce i3.
Sorry, folks.
Printing up a part
here. I'm sure he's
here.
Talking while I'm talking.
Something may be wrong with her internet. I don't know. Yeah,
that's a picture from a few years ago. My hair color is cute. And I had less wrinkles on my forehead.
Helpful. Technology. Who are
I'll
divorced?
Just call on this phone. This is stupid. I'm not
Let me
playing
try
this
again
guy.
To call. Might have to call the
Your brother is trying to talk.
Old-fashioned cell phone telephone wires.
I'll get him. No worries. I call him.
Use the cellular telephone wires.
It's okay. No worries. I fix this for you, children. I don't want you to upset.
Hello?
Yeah, what the poop's up with your Skype?
Your Skype? You did it.
Your Skype?
You broke it.
No, I didn't.
No. I'm taking the rap for this. This is all you.
Nope, never has been. It's always you. Just because I forget my trash this morning doesn't mean that I make more mistakes in one day. I forget my set my trash out one day, and now everything's my fault.
Yeah, well, you're the I try to chat, text, and call to get your attention, and you're nowhere to be found. So whose mistake is that?
I know. I was sitting right here next to my phone too. That was funny.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Wow.
That thing must have been just knee deep in some gossip or something. Kind of thing.
I was watching a video.
Well. Oh. Well, there's a lot of those. Mostly about cats, I find.
Oh my gosh, so many cute cats. I follow cats of Instagram, and man, they're so cute. See, now it says you're back online, so that was totally you. That was not my fault. FYI, not my fault.
Hey, don't start bringing government agencies into this. I don't need that kind of heat on me.
Ooh, I don't need that kind. I don't need to be on the radar.
Gadar.
FYI.
It says that you're offline.
No, I'm not.
Well, it says that you are.
Well, I'm trying. What? Are you calling me back?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
I don't hear you.
What? Are you serious?
I hear you on the phone, but I don't hear you.
Oh.
On here, you.
Hold on. Okay, what about now?
Oh, no. She hung up.
No! No, I'm right here!
Mega confused Rons.
No!
No, I don't know what is happening.
Just use the phone. This has happened
all the
time.
This is a super useful part of the episode here.
Oh!
Oh, geez.
No, don't call me here!
What the F?
Just use the phone. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, me neither. You're the one who hung up. You're the one who decided to end that.
Well, yes, because you couldn't even hear me.
Well, I could hear you only on the phone.
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, you're
Why
weird.
Why would I use Skype if we're using the phone?
Because the phone is much lower fidelity, dude. You know that, dude.
Fidelity?
Brother.
Infidel.
That's super low fidelity, brother. It's my old Hogan, dude.
Well, I'm trying to catch up on Game of Thrones. It's very intense. I'm on season... I just finished Disc 2, Season 4. I'm trying to get caught up. And then I heard that they're going to start this next Season 7 late, and Season 8 will be the last, but with possible spin-offs. So, in case you were wondering, you just got your fill.
What was the question?
No! Huh? It wasn't the question. I was just saying.
What?
I was informing everyone about Game of Thrones.
Oh. Well, I feel informed. I hope everyone feels as informed as me.
Yeah. Everybody should feel pretty good about it. They just did some light brain stretching.
Yeah. Not brain yoga, because that's for fags.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Jason's like, hold on, we got a couple listeners. We need to drop them real fast.
you get out of here. I like this place to be quiet.
Yeah.
I was going to look up
Have you ever done a yoga class?
Pretentious.
Oh,
is the
that's
word I was
the word.
Of.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Finally got that. Wait, what did you just say? What?
Have you taken a yoga class?
Okay, I don't know how you take a class. Like, what am I putting it in a bag and taking it to the airport?
Yep, you have to bring your reusable bag, and you have to wear your hemp shoes.
Well, first, step one, you have to have them. Step two, the one you miss, is you have to remember them. Guffaw. Step three, use the bags. No, I have not, because I don't like classes. I don't like I need tutors or I don't like classes because of all the tutors and the tooting. No, or internet videos or something I would have to do, because I just don't like group environments and shared experience.
We noticed.
I'm not a fan.
Shared experience.
Yeah, I'm not into communing. That's not me, dog.
God, that's funny. That's so so hard.
Like when I tried the CrossFit thing, I like went and did a trial week or two at a gym. I asked, it's like, can I just come in here and like use the equipment? They're like, oh, no, everything's kind of based on classes. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I went to like a few classes and I just skipped the last couple because I was just like, no to all of this. I hate this.
Yeah, because you're just not like a community guy, and everybody knows that because you give off the creep vibe.
Well, I would say I'm not a communing guy because different versions of the word commune have different connotations. Commutations.
Combination.
I would argue that I am, in my own serendipitous way, a community person. But I just don't want them to talk to me.
Yeah. Can I just, be around you, but you don't notice me and don't talk to me?
Well, just do things tantamount to, you know, making sure trash cans are nice and that the streets are designed properly, or, you know, just in a metaphorical sense.
I want to make sure the buildings have fresh roofs. Yeah,
I would like to do that, but at night and invisibly in any way possible. So
that does sound like you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's more me. I'm the night crawler, but like the, I don't know, the guy who like fixes stuff at night. Or something.
Night crawler. Yeah.
I break into your house to replace items that have been missing or lost earlier, and to streamline
or to replenish. Yeah.
Yeah. I bought you some cheese. Here, I'm gonna put that in your fridge here. Don't worry. Like, so I'm dressed in all white too, and there is no racial context to that. It's only because I want to be seen, and I'm not hiding anything, and it's to differentiate me from the normal intruders. Because hey. You come downstairs with your shotgun. You see a guy dressed in all white. He's either a painter who's gotten lost, or he's a reverse burglar.
Yep, and nothing to do with the color of clothing. He wants to be seen. Let's reiterate that fact.
Yeah.
You have like reflective like clothing.
Exactly. I've got all the latest high tech. Highly visible clothing. Even maybe a few light sources on me. Where
I was
like,
gonna say, like kind of like a booping light and like whoop light on your head.
And maybe I was a burglar in a former life, but it's because I've reformed and I've changed my ways. Mostly, I got caught and then blackmailed by the government into working as an agent for them.
Yeah, so now I guess I'll do nice things. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I'll do nice things or go to prison. Oh, damn it. So yeah, so it'll be a reformed. Mastermind breaking into neighborhood homes in order, like, you know, just a year-round Santa.
Oh, yes. Like, I noticed you were out of toilet paper when I was visiting earlier. Let me come later at night and put some more back.
Or it's just a smart toilet roll, you know, and you find out your agents get an alert, toilet paper out. And it's like, and then you dig deep, you're like, are they completely out of toilet paper or do they just need it replaced on the roll? Just replaced on the roll, don't worry. It's like, okay, I'll be there in two. And you show up and
you'll
be
there in
the
number two. And then the people when like you like get sick or like don't show up one time are like, man, where is that burglar?
Yeah.
You know, where is he?
Another name. It's like that reversal or the reversaler. Burgleverse. The hamburglar.
Reversaler.
The half burglar. I don't know. There's a superhero name in there somewhere.
We'll find it.
I don't know. Sometime he just like his ultimate villain is like a standoffish. It's Cliven Bundy. Is like he makes a cameo as like the reverse burglar's arch nemesis, because he's the guy who just shoots to kill no matter what. He's already like he's Blade Legs who shot his girlfriend in the bathroom. He's that guy. It's like the reverse burglar's ultimate nemesis. He'll even kill his own girlfriend.
But then like go to court and then, like, maybe he didn't, but even though he was the only one there and, like, probably just should do some volunteer work.
We're taking away your legs. That's your punishment. That could be part of his punishment. Does he get legs in prison, or is he just, like, walking around in special shoes?
Like, I'm sorry, we have to confiscate these.
Yeah, you could store cocaine or, like, or shivs in those prosthetics. So you just get, like, these little shoes.
You can make a shiv out of here.
They just give him two yarmulkes. It's like, we didn't have shoes, you know, but here you go. Here's some yarmulkes. We're required by law to have these on hand, you know, because of all the Jews. We don't really have that many.
I'm not Jewish.
Not a lot of Jews in jail, so we've got a lot of extra yarmulkes that came in the religious packet. We've also got a lot of Rasta beanies and a bunch of Bibles with guns cut out of them. Gun holes cut out of them. They're not for reading. That, we know that. It's like, we don't want to encourage this, but we really know that, you know, we're being honest here. I don't know why they sell Bibles with the words in them anymore. Just make the gun cut out so people can put, you know, they just want them for their guns.
Nowadays, you can have, like, a gun-shaped gummy, you know. Hold on. Oh. Why are you guys rolling around? Stop rolling around messing with the doors. Sounds like they're set up bowling in my living room with no bowling materials or ball or pins. But somehow they found a way to make as much ruckus that I asked them not to.
Or yogurts or bros or hipster go-betweens.
Super ultimate
Red
yogurts.
Red Rover, send some douchebag over. Okay.
Here it comes.
And then, like, some guy barfing because, like, the bros held, and he just, like, racked himself on some dudes. What a terrible game. All right, so I think this has come up before, but I am not on board with banning dodgeball and battle ball and all those things on schools, but Red Rover, hell yeah, get rid of that. That's like the arm shatterer or, like, the rib spreader. It's like...
The neck. What's the when you get like clean clotheslined? Ugh.
Yeah, you get clotheslined. It's like this game's called Spinning Daisies. All of you ball up your fists, and we'll get in a tight formation, and then you just start spinning around with your arms extended, looking straight up with your eyes closed. Spinning daisies. And then everyone just gets socked in the face.
Oh, God. Did you just make that up? Because said it, I pictured people's, like, yeah, our fists are daisies. Go!
Yeah, or I imagine they're, like, dandelions, you know? Like, you know, just hovering around. Or maybe even those little whirly dudes that cut the seeds. Little helicopter seeds.
Yep. Those are the best.
Yeah, good on you, nature. That's pretty clever, making those into little helicopters. And then you grab a handful of them and you throw them at somebody.
Oh, my goodness. And they're like, Yep, that's like history's first, like, smoke distractor. You know, like, oh, look over there. Ooh. And then they're like, oh. And then you get away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm mesmerized.
Yeah.
And then when you found a handful... You collected a handful of the helicopters that weren't broken and they actually worked, and then you tried to watch all of them. That's childhood right there. That's what's up. Kids today, I bet there's an app for that.
Get your kids to build a drone out of those. Like, put four of them together. Make a little helicopter
attach some tiny cameras. Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me, too, the GoPro I wanted to bring up. I thought of that. In the last hour or so, you know, instead of a GoPro, it's a easily mountable device that picks fights and calls people fags within your vicinity. Basically, just bros out for you automatically. It does, like, it scans the environment and it records video and audio signal, but then it also will provoke and intimidate when called upon. It's adjustable, so you can turn the aggression up or down.
So it bros out for you. So would you call it
Bro Pro? I said the name at the beginning. It's a GoPro.
Oh, or a Bro Pro.
I don't see where you're getting that. Doesn't make any sense. That's a dumb idea.
Stop.
Or the Bro Bro.
Yeah, Bro Pro.
It's just a Bro Bro, brah.
Bra, bra.
Bro, bro.
Bra.
Yeah, the bro bra, which is what some dudes need, you know, when they get a little older and they apparently have the genetics for man boobs.
I've seen that more recently than I remember, more sets of them. I'm like, whoa.
There was an uncomfortable version of it on Everybody Loves Raymond. There's this Italian actor who's got a very distinct look to him, and he always plays like creepy and intimidating dudes. But he was on Everybody's Love Raymond playing the creepy, intimidating friend coming over. Yeah. But since I've seen him when he was younger, he's put on weight. He has some tiggle man babies. I feel like it was distracting. It was like, you know how some people, they have bodies that look uncomfortable? Yeah. And yes, it makes you feel uncomfortable looking at their body? He had one where it was like, your body's so chunky and booby, it's uncomfortable to look at. Like, you know how some people have double jointed fingers or something, and then and then the way that they're holding something hurts your hand.
Yes.
It's like, stop holding it that way. You're hurting my hand.
You're hurting my hand, exactly.
Yeah, just looking at your hand bending that way hurts my hand. Stop it.
Stop it.
You stop that.
I get that. Yeah. Like, there's just like, it's a respectable size of moobs, and that's terrifying. Yeah. Because it's like, you should put a bra on them. Like, if they're going to be that great. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy could benefit from a bro bra. I mean, if bras are useful, then some men should start donning now thy gay apparel.
Yeah, that's how you totally bra out.
Yeah, bra out, bra. Got my go bra, my bro bra, my bra bro.
Bra bra.
Bra 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 go bra bra go bra 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 bra
bra bra
bra bra.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, this needs to stop. This madness. I think it's only going to get worse.
It could stand to. It's not getting better. I'll tell you that much right now. I see trouble ahead. I see trouble behind. Trouble ahead. Trouble to both sides.
Winter is coming.
A rope has descended, and I'm going to climb it without looking up, because screw this.
Well, you can't have a plan.
I hear seedling turbines, a fleet of them, and I'm hoping that this is my my flock of seed drones come to take me away. So, with that in mind, I would count down from 5 to 4 to 3 to 5 to 2 to 1.
Did you say 1?
I did.
Yes.